So chanting Hare Krishna means that all of the Vedic literatures are worshipping the holy name of the Lord. The crown jewels of all the Vedas are the Upanishads, and they're performing worship of the tips of the toes of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And so Prahlad Maharaj had direct proximity and connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was touched by the hand of the Lord. We see in many pictures how Lord Nrisimhadev has placed his hand on Prahlad's head and benedicting him. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj, who had done austerities and meditation for many years, was benedicted by the Lord, who touched him on the head with his conch shell. And in these cases, of course, but just by the touch of the Lord, there was complete, Prahlad and Dhruva attained complete perfection. There's no difference at all between the proximity that Prahlad and Dhruva had to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and being touched by the hand of the Lord or the conch shell of the Lord, and those who sincerely chant the Hare Krishna mantra. No difference at all. Because Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Namnu Shudho Nitya Mukto Binatvam Namanamino. Binatvam Namanamino means there's absolutely no difference at all between Krishna and his name. And as Krishna is full of bliss, knowledge, eternality, and all rasa, all taste comes from Krishna, his form is there also in his name, everything is there complete in the holy name of Krishna. So when we chant Hare Krishna, we're actually directly touching the Lord. As Srila Prabhupada used to say, he's dancing on our tongue. And in order to successfully chant Hare Krishna, however, one must avoid offenses in chanting because of the fact that Krishna is directly there. In some religions, I think in Judaism, there's a stricture that one shouldn't say the name of God. Is that correct? Because it's too holy. Put the quotation marks with nothing inside. Quotation mark. Okay. Yud. Because if the point is, if you utter the name of God, we're too sinful. You can't say it. You can't approach it even. One time on a morning walk, one of the devotees mentioned that to Srila Prabhupada. He said, "Yes, that's true. That's why we avoid the offenses. That's why we follow the regulative principles, and then we avoid offenses in chanting, because if you're sinful, you can't approach practically." So the fact is, you can chant Hare Krishna, but if you offend the holy name of the Lord, if you make offenses, then it becomes much more difficult. Eventually, we'll come to the point, but if we consciously remember that Krishna is personally present in his name, and we chant with that feeling that Krishna is there. And if we don't have a taste, we should feel remorseful for it. And this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said in his Namashtakam, in his Chikshashtakam, Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis Tatrarpita Niyamahita Smanane Nakala Itadrishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaivam Idrishami Hajani Nanuragaha. That there's no time or place or circumstance that prohibits the chanting of the holy name, as there is in some of the Vedic chants. You have to be at a certain time, certain place, facing a certain direction. You have to be clean. You have to have performed certain types of other purificatory rites in order to chant the mantra properly. However, he says, in the chanting of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, there's no consideration at all of those things. Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. You have many hundreds of millions of names. And there's no rules and regulation that restrict you in chanting. And he said, Krishna is personally present there with all the Shaktis. Nija Sarva Shakti means Krishna is personally present, really. Nija Sarva Shaktis. All of Krishna's energies. He himself is present in his name. And one can attain all perfection by that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then laments, Durdaivam idrisham ihajani nanuragaha. Anuragaha, I don't have any taste. Even though that's true, even though I understand it, I don't have taste. And therefore he says, Durdaivam, I'm unfortunate. So if one feels unfortunate like that, then we should then go to the next verse. Jarnada pisu nichena, torora pisu hishinina, amanina manadina, kirtaniya sada harihi. One of the processes of surrender in Krishna consciousness is to always feel ourselves to be fallen. And in the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada points out that for a disciple, every time a disciple sees the spiritual master, he or she should bow down to the spiritual master, feeling that I'm always in a state of contamination and I'm always offensive, therefore I'm bowing down to clear these offenses. And so in that state of mind, remembering that I'm in an offensive state and feeling myself to be meek and humble, then I can approach the holy name with sincere feeling. By feeling oneself very fallen and ready to give respect to all others without taking respect for oneself, this is the proper state of mind. And by continuing to chant Hare Krishna without offense, then very quickly the power of the name will act and Krishna will reveal himself. And if we commit offenses while we're chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the root cause of all offenses is what, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Inattentiveness. There are 10 offenses in the holy name and there's an 11th offense which is mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion, and that is to be inattentive while chanting. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has commented that the root cause of all the other kinds of offenses is inattention. And therefore, we can put our energy there in trying to be attentive while we chant. There's ways that you can chant your 16 rounds, for instance, while you're driving, while you're cooking, while you're watching television, while you're, doing so many different things. But it's not the same as if you attentively chant your 16 rounds. We should chant always. We should chant 24 hours a day, but we should set aside time for Krishna at least once a day. Set aside some time when there's nothing else going on. There's so many things going on these days. It's very difficult because, when you hear that little sound of your computer that, a new message just came in, you can be on the other side of the universe, but you hear that and go, oh, I got to look at it now. It was just an automatic send out, but it's like, oh, okay, just, 90% of the time it's something very unimportant, 99% of the time. And the phone can ring, and then what to speak of, the mind is so wound up now with so many things that when you sit down, it takes a little while for the mind to spin down. But we should take that time every day. It means discipline. Without discipline, it's very difficult to make progress in yoga because we have to conquer the mind. And until the mind is conquered, then we really can't move ahead properly in yoga. So only we can do it. No one else can do it for us. We can't fake it also. Progress is progress. And progress comes from some hard work also. Some discipline, a little bit of austerity. Just a little bit. It's not that hard. It just means to sit down and say, okay, now's the time when I chant. And nothing else. And let people know. If you live with other people, if you have family, if you have roommates and so on and so forth, make it a priority. And once it becomes a habit and everyone knows, Venki doesn't talk during this time. He closes the door. There's a sign on the thing. Oh, he's doing his meditation. Even Satyadev, when he worked for the fire department, he used to, go upstairs. Anything can happen in a fire department. You have all kinds of, macho men running around doing all kinds of stuff in the fire department. But he'd go upstairs, put a chudder over his head, and sit there and do his japa. And after years and years of saying, oh yeah, there's Monroe doing his thing, they'd leave him alone. But he did his japa and benefited greatly from taking that time to concentrate. And I know whenever I travel with him now, You know, when we sit to do japa, that's what we do. You know, for 2 hours or 2.5 hours, whatever it takes, Satyadeva will sit. He's practiced at it, and he'll just concentrate 100% on doing his japa, you know, fixing his mind, bringing it back. And other devotees that I know that are very advanced, a devotee that I meet every year in Bangkok, who I stay at his house, very regulated, gets up early in the morning, and he'll sit down in front of the altar and chant his mantras, his Hare Krishna mantra, at least 16 rounds, you know, without stopping, and hearing the mantra. And this is what brings advancement in devotional service. Just this thing. You have to take the time to listen to the mantra and to block out all other things. This is yoga. And if you do the yoga of this that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given, then you'll make advancement. It's not that we have to sit there and interpret the name. It's not that we have to sit there and try to think of Leela. What is the Leela of the Lord? Oh, I can't remember any Leela. You don't have to do any of that. All you have to do is say, Krishna, you're in your name. I'm your devotee. I don't have a taste. I feel very fallen because of that. But no matter what, I'm going to sit here and block out everything else except for what I hear in the holy name of the Lord. And just by doing that, even if we can't, you know, we're not up to the standard of chanting 64 rounds or 32 or, you know, even 16, if we take time every day to do what we can, the amount of mantras we can, with that kind of concentration, then our taste will increase. And when you have taste, then chanting becomes easy. In fact, oftentimes when we're chanting, I'm sure you've all had this experience, otherwise you wouldn't be here. That is, you're chanting and the taste comes, and then you feel, 16 is not enough. I don't want to stop. It's not official. Okay, 16 done, put it down. No, you want to go on chanting because you actually taste something, because Krishna is actually there. He's actually in his holy name, and he actually, if we just put everything else aside and turn our attention towards him, as Maharaj was saying last night in the class, it's not a difficult process, Krishna consciousness. It's one thing only. It's turning your attention towards Krishna. One thing is going into Maya, it's turning your attention away from Krishna. One thing for attaining Krishna consciousness, only turning your attention toward Krishna. So where to turn the attention, Rupa Goswami is saying here. He's an authority. He's actually our authority. We're following his footsteps, and he's saying, concentrate here. So give all attention to chanting Hare Krishna. Give all importance to that. And that one thing will change everything. It's the one switch. That if you change that part of your life, that this chanting of Hare Krishna is more important than anything else, more important than making money, it's more important than my career advancement, it's more important than at certain times of the day than my family, it's more important than my bodily needs. You can miss a few meals, but do not miss your japa. If you have that mood, that feeling, then there's progress. That is some of the substance. So mercifully, Rupa Goswami is giving these instructions. And very quickly, if all we have to do is give that kind of attention, and then we'll get Krishna's mercy. He'll give taste. And this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prescription. And we'll feel the result of that very quickly. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamaye. Mama janmani janmani shvare bhavatad bhaktirahaituki twai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said when he's tasting this holy name of the Lord, he doesn't want anything else. All other kinds of desires become insignificant compared to chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So this is the main process for us making advancement on a personal level and on a daily basis. To take some time, figure out when it is, and block out everything else. Go to the roof, go to the basement, lock yourself in a room, put a chutter over your head, tell your family, tell your boss, tell whoever it is, you know, that this is what I do for 2 hours a day, 1 hour a day, whatever it is. And then, you know, make that the central point of your day, and then everything else will fall into place. Any comments about that?
I sort of wanted to say,
he always uses earplugs, yeah.
He's a distractions.
Earplugs, yeah, you can do that. Very true, yeah. Garbage in, garbage out, right? And it, you know, it, if we take a little time every day to read something and to concentrate on that, I get together with the Karunath Prabhu once a week and we just sit down and hear. And when Kesha Bharti Maharaj is at my house, we have a lot of things to do. You know, he's busy with his service, editing, this, that, talking to people on the phone. But we make a plan early in the morning. We say at 2 o'clock today, no matter what else is happening, everything stops, and for 2 hours we're going to sit in here. You know, so we lock ourselves in a room and we read and we hear from Prabhupada's books. And after you read for 2 hours like that, your mind is, you know, fixed. You don't have to do anything else. Hearing is very powerful. It's the most powerful of all the senses. And it is the main process for making advancement in spiritual life. And really, you don't have to do much except for make the arrangement. After that, Krishna does everything, just like he does everything else. You know, he feeds us. We never miss a meal because Krishna's feeding us. There's fruits hanging from every tree. You know, even if you got locked out of your house tonight, you could walk somewhere and get some food. Krishna will feed you. He's giving us air. He's giving us light. He's giving us intelligence. And in spiritual life, really, He's supplying everything. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. He supplies intelligence, how to come to us. What do we have to do? What's our part of it? Prabhupada said, God helps those who help themselves. Helping oneself means placing yourself in front of transcendental sound vibration. Be there, that's all. Just get there. Lock the door. And shut out everything else. At least sometime. And then, because of that priority, and because of the power of the transcendental sound vibration, it's like when Krishna comes, he kills all these demons. So if you just let the sound vibration go in your ear, Krishna goes in your heart, and he kicks out all the demons that are there, that are holding back our progress in spiritual life. So that's it. That's the simple process of devotional service. And you can chant the holy name 24 hours a day, and should aspire to that. Because, really, this life is given to us as a great gift. Labham sadurlabham idam bahusambhavante. It comes after a long time circulating in all kinds of bodies where you don't have any choice. But in the human body, you have this choice to lock the door and hear the transcendental sound vibration. And that is the right choice to make.